This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day Savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day Savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know, he's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
I'm telling you, my next guest, I will honestly tell you, I've been trying to get her on the show. I think it started in March, and we got booked her, then there was no bookings. But let me just get her rolling, because I got her now. My guest name is Jasmine Brown. We'll be discussing multiple streams of income, like I said right before the break. Jasmine Brown is an actress starring in Tyler Perry's Zatima. Sisters in movies like House Party. She is a writer, producer, stand-up comedian with a tour called Rent Due. I believe it's the name of the comedy tour. I missed her when she came through town. She's a social media influencer. She's created her own alter ego. Boy, the Termite, Reggie, and Miss Turnup. Jasmine managed to build a whole new audience by simply being herself, from social media to the stand-up comedy stage. She has a loyal following built on Instagram accounts. Miss Turnup has, I believe, over 700,000 followers. And her Watch Jazzy page has, I believe, 1.3 million followers. Please welcome the Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Ms. Jasmine Brown. How you doing, Ms. Brown?
Oh, my goodness. Can you just introduce me everywhere I go?
I'm going to tell you something. When I stopped doing stand-up comedy, Steve Harvey refused. He said, Rashawn, you might not do stand-up anymore, but I want you introducing me all the time. And so even though I stopped doing stand-up, he would always ask me. We went on tour for 3 years. I stopped doing stand-up, and I would walk out on stage. I wouldn't tell you no jokes. And so when I would walk out on stage, people just staring at me. Why this guy out there? And boy, by the time I finished that intro, they were standing up there giving him a standing ovation. Steve Harvey. So believe me, Ms. Brown, whenever you need to be introduced, and you said, Rashawn McDonald, will you come introduce me? I will fly there. I'll be there for you, because I know how to bring a star on stage. And you, my friend, are a star.
Oh, thank you. I know that's right. How you doing? Thank you for having me. I'm happy that we finally got to make this happen.
Well, I've been doing my little research, dropping your little interviews on YouTube here and there, watching your little career. I'm going to say, I say little in a humorous manner, up and down and grow, because anybody got 1.3 million followers on Instagram ain't got a little career. They are booming, 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 booming. Now, you're from Florida, correct?
Correct. And don't ever get it twisted.
Okay. Well, look at it. She already threatened me. See, that's the sad part about certain people. Miss Turnup just hopped on my interview. I thought I was talking to Miss Jasmine Brown, but Miss Turnup, she going to come in and just start taking over the show. We're going to talk about those other characters in a minute, Termite and Reggie in a minute. But let's talk about you, my friend, because what were you doing before stand-up comedy? What were you doing?
Oh, okay. Before stand-up, honestly, I was just auditioning and taking acting classes, because I cannot stress and express enough how important it is for you to stay in class. I haven't found anybody since I've been in the A, but I'm sure that there's a ton of amazing acting coaches out here. But just staying in class.
Excuse me. What about Florida, though? Okay, you're in the A now. No. What about that don't get it twisted state, Florida? Okay.
Yeah, that's where I was studying. So I studied at an actor's program called the Actors Workshop of South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was very amazing. My acting coach, God bless her soul, she, you know, was laid to rest a couple years back.
The
program hasn't gone anywhere since then because she was everything to the program. Mm-hmm. However, that's what I was doing, just auditioning and grinding and also writing and... You know, before.
But you weren't doing stand up, though. You were not doing.
I was not doing stand up. I was just sharpening my tools, just waiting for the opportunity, staying in the lab, making sure I'm auditioning. And then, you know, when the stand up opportunity came about, it's because I was putting my characters out there. And somebody saw Toya turn up and was like, we would love to put her on the stage. And I said,
okay, hold on. First of all, because I love people who, like, they know their career, they know their story, but they don't put no years. They don't put no, well, 4 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Okay, when did you hit the stage? When did you start Miss Turn Up? And you dropped it on social media. Obviously, people started falling in love with it. So when did that happen? When did that start happening?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Man, it was a long time ago because it was before, I feel like it was before Instagram. I was just creating these characters. And the thing is, Toya was created, you know, when I was a child.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, I grew up in South Florida. I lived in West Palm and I lived in the hood. And like,
Ms. Brown, you didn't want to get the hood out real. We had to go on and just pull that out of you. I knew you West Palm Beach, you were hood. Now, I knew that right
now. Yeah, I grew up in the hood. So Toya was subconsciously being created this entire time. So once I finally put the character together with my allowance money, with getting, you know, buying wigs and doing things like that, Toya was around for a very long time. So once I started putting her on YouTube and I built the courage to actually, like, show her to the world, then I got the likes of a lot of people, and it just went from there. But this was, man, you want me to put a time on it? I can, man, what is it? We 2023, this was, oh my goodness, this was, I can't even tell you. 2000 and what?
But then they started, comedy club owners started seeing you. Now, that's a transition from a character to a stand-up comedy routine, okay?
For sure.
Okay, because now, you know, because, you know, you can't just come on stage as Miss Turnup, you know, because that's a hard character to keep going for that long. So,
says who?
You know, so, huh? Says who?
Says who?
Oh, excuse me. Let me talk to Miss Turnup. Am I talking to Turnup now or Jasmine? Who am I talking to right now?
Listen, for me, it was just storytelling. I created such a variety of content that all I really had to do was go in and take my videos and put them into and piece them together. But all I did was tell stories. I would tell about 3-4 stories, and that would be about an hour long. Sometimes they would have to be pulling me off the stage, like, we gotta get out of here, because I didn't really know how to stop.
Right,
you know,
right.
But people were like, man, I know people who've been in the game for a long time who can't do a solid 45 minutes.
Well, the one gift, I've not seen your show, but I have to believe that your improvisational skills have to be pretty off the chart. And that really. Correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's correct.
I know, because of the fact that if anybody doesn't know what improv is, I always tell people a great person that improv, you know, you'll see some people. They'll say, how you doing in the audience? And then they'll say something rude back to them. That's not improv. I always tell people, if you can take an improv or reaction to an audience member, three sentences or three lines down, that's a bit now. That's a bit. And so the person I'm talking to on the phone, the way she's talking and the way she's articulating lets me know that she can see something, she can take a reaction, and it becomes a story. And she puts that story into her vernacular, and guess what?
Yep.
She's able to make it relatable to everybody in the room. That's a gift that most people don't understand, and that's what she has. That's why she's able to take this character, Miss Turnup, and turn it into an extended piece. That's why she said, Rashawn, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, I'll be on that stage three stories in. I'm at 45, and I'm 45 and three stories in. Because... Am I correct? I've not misspoke yet, have I, Ms. Turner?
No, you're correct. You're saying everything right.
Because,
but you know what the...
Mm-hmm. Continue.
What's so beautiful about it is the fact that I was able to create such an online presence. I had the luxury of performing in front of my own fans. So the people that came out to see me were people that knew who I was, that were already excited, and, you know, they were just ready for whatever. So that was the beautiful thing about it. I got to meet the people whose lives I was touching over years, you know. So, and, you know, it was just...
It really is amazing what she's talking about, because, you know, I grew up in, I started doing stand-up comedy for Deaf Comedy Jam. So most of the comedy clubs I performed in were white. They were white comedy clubs.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
you knew when I came in the city that when I started seeing more and more black people in the audience, you knew they came to see me. They came to see mm-hmm. me in particular. So I could just tell right there, okay, this room is 25% black now. And the club owner would tell me, well, you know, you have a lot of people showing up to see. I knew it. I could see them. They black right there. And so and that made me feel good because, you know, they buy my merchandise. They stay after the show, shake my hand, want to take photos. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a loyalty that, you know, was done way before Twitter, way before all these things. I had my little cards. Yeah. I said I'd mail them out to everybody, let them know I was coming into town. That was my marketing plan. Now,
wow.
as you start building this relationship, when did you knew or know that you had something special here, Ms. Brown?
You know, honestly, I didn't know. I just did things that made me feel good.
Right.
And it made me feel good to play different characters. It made me feel good to make people laugh, even if it was just my family members. I never thought it was anything special until people told me it was special. Because it's like you don't really know you're different until you start meeting other people that aren't really like you. It's like, oh, you can't do voices or you don't know how to do characters? Like, what? You think everybody can do it. And that's what I thought. I thought everybody could do the things that I did. So it wasn't until people were like, no, Jazz, like, not everybody can do that.
Right.
That's when I found out that it was actually something, you know, worth, you know.
You had a special gift. I'm talking to the multi-talented Jasmine Brown from West Palm Beach, Florida, down there in the hood, mm-hmm. in the hood. She's in the Big Eight now. She's Big Eight. But the beautiful thing about her is she's traveling around this country doing her stand-up comedy tour. I think it's called the Rent Due Tour, right?
Rent Still Due. I just wrapped it up last month,
okay,
actually.
Okay.
Really?
You could have said, you didn't have to just do my show like that. Rashawn, yeah, go with the flow. But you're going to tell everybody, no, that my show is dated already. You wrapped it up. They can't come see you.
Yeah, I know, and it's because I have to get back to filming, so I wasn't able to.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
excuse
so I was
me.
Like, I have a break. Let me try to go to a couple of my favorite cities before I get back to filming.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you. Let's talk about you because obviously, Rashawn McDonald is kind of late on the Jasmine train. Okay, because really, you know, she can act. She has 45 different characters. She's on all these house party sisters. Is it Zatima or Zatima? What is that? What's the name of that Tyler Perry?
Zatima. You had it right.
I just want to make sure, because I'll be honest, I've never seen the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to make sure that I've seen sisters. I've seen your sisters now. I can't mm-hmm. see all of Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry got like 500 shows, so you can't see them all. The Oval used to be my show. Oval was my show. I couldn't miss that show.
Yeah.
Ooh, that show was so silly. That was my show. And so now, when you the acting part of that's what you started out doing was acting.
Mm-hmm.
How did you suddenly get back into the acting? Let me ask you this question: which was taken off first, the acting or the stand-up comedy?
The stand-up comedy took off, and the only reason why I even agreed to do it is because they told me, well, you'll be playing your character, so technically you would be acting.
Now, Jasmine, the check didn't inspire you? The money-making opportunities didn't inspire you?
No. I told myself, I said, I'm not a comedian. I'm not a stand-up comedian. That's not what I do. And mm-hmm. he's like, well, technically, he's like, you'd be acting. So you would just be acting as your character on stage. So technically you're acting. And I was like, huh. Maybe you're right. I said, okay, well, I'll try it out for, you know, it was a weekend. I said, okay, I'll try it out for the weekend and then see how I feel. And when I tell you I blacked out on stage and I don't remember what happened, but all I knew was that the people went wild And the rest was history. It was just a feeling I've never felt before.
I know that experience. The very first time I walked on stage, and it was in 86. No, excuse me, it was 81. I walked on stage in stand-up comedy. And I remember I got a standing ovation the very first time I walked on stage. And I don't remember what I did. But I just know that because it's that rush she's talking about, that ability to just make people laugh. Because I've been practicing my stuff out in front of my oldest sister and her.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Quora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheChi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Son, I was just practicing every day, getting ready, because it gave me 5 minutes, and that 5 minutes was just clicking through real fast. But the laughs kind of like extends the 5 minutes, and they're giving you the life because you hadn't even got to your last joke, and you're just trying to build momentum to get off stage with the ultimate crescendo, which is applause. That's what you want. In my very first show I ever did, I got a standing ovation. Now, I'm not saying that every show after that was a standing ovation, because sometimes when you walk on stage and you just raw, you just want to just be entertaining, and that's what you was accomplishing at that moment, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you hit it right on the head.
Well, cool. Well, when we come back from this break, they told me I got to go to break. So when we come back from this break, I got some more storytelling because I haven't got the termite yet, I haven't got the Reggie yet, and I want to tell you because this is about multiple streams of income. See, we're about to break it down to everybody. Right now, as she's talking to me, she's making money someplace else. This is who I'm talking to right now. She's multi-stream. She's making mailbox money. That means that when she go to the mailbox, it's some waiting on her besides a bill. When we come back, Jasmine Brown, she's kicking it in the big time world from Florida to the big A, all around the country, BET, Tyler Perry. A lot of big names tied to this woman's name. She's a baller.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald.
You are now tuned into the Money Making Conversations Minute of Inspiration with Rushon McDonald.
Longevity is tied to your ability to adapt and change. According to Cedric the Entertainer, I want to be a little bit more dramatic nowadays. I definitely want something big and funny, but I look for things that can just have people see me in a different light and let me mature as both an entertainer and an actor and a comedian.
The idea of believing in the long run, man, like you can't necessarily, even if you get hits now and, you know, somebody have a big hit young in their career, what's the best thing about having a long career? So from the Steve Harvey show that was on the WB to having my show, The Soul Man, that was on TV Land, but I never had anything on one of the big great networks. I've had deals to this point in my life to have a show on the number one network with a number one new comedy. You see a difference.
If you want to hear this full interview with Cedric the Entertainer, visit MoneyMakingConversation.com.
Now let's return to Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
I'm talking to Jasmine Brown, Miss Turnip. These are characters she developed when she was really, really young, and in West Palm Beach, Florida. Now she's really she's a grown up woman now, and she's now making money off these characters that she developed really, really long, way before Instagram. She developed these characters. These are not characters that she thought of last week just so she can build a social media following. In fact, she just uploaded these characters because guess what? She was inspired. She was motivated because she felt that this is something she wanted to share. And because she shared it, guess what? Her whole world exploded. She just wanted to be an actress. And then these club owners started calling and say, hey, how about you come over here and grab this check? And she resisted it. She resisted it because she wants to be an actress. She had a craft that she wanted to. But then she realized she could be funny. Now she's touring the country. She just wrapped up a very successful tour because guess what? She's about to start acting again. She's about to start doing her thing that she wanted to do all her life. But in the meantime, Ms. Brown is making multiple streams of income. Let me ask you some questions, Ms. Brown. Do you have merchandise?
Okay. Not anymore.
Sold out anymore. Or you just don't do it anymore?
Well, you know, sometimes when you try to just, you have a bright idea to do stuff. It's not always right the first time.
Okay. Let's talk about the bad idea because that's Money Making Conversation Masterclass. You know, because I always tell people I want people to hear what I did wrong so they can do it right. So you're successful. You got 1.3 million Instagram followers. You got over 700,000 followers on Miss Turnup. So it's a lot of things you're doing right. So what did you do wrong in the merchandising side of this that you should share with us so we can do it right moving forward?
You know, I feel like I wasn't being original. I took you know, I said Randu was like what everybody would say. They would say Rand, whenever they saw me, they would say Randu. So I had some Randu hats made and I only got a couple at a time because I would tell myself, nobody's going to buy these, man. No one's going to, you know, I didn't really believe in myself the way other people were believing in me because I was still just out of disbelief that people cared enough to even come to my shows. So I only got a certain amount made, and obviously, I think I got like a couple hundred. Obviously, they all sold out. They sold out, and I was really overwhelmed, and I told myself I was going to change the design. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to sell posters instead. So I had posters, and I would just sign those, and I would give them away. But I kind of felt funny about charging my people for everything. Because I was like, okay, they're going to come here, they're going to spend all this money, they have to do
Can I help you out here? You're not supposed to be out there selling nothing, okay? See, are you out there selling stuff? Are you the one selling stuff? Or you have somebody else selling it for you?
No, I would be out there.
See, that's the problem
right there. The whole meet and greet will be a thing.
Yeah, see, meet and greet, what they do, so this is how the meet and greet really supposed to work. They go over there and buy. You're nowhere near the buy. And when they come over you, they meeting you after they made the buy. And see, that way, there's no guilt because the only way they're going to see you after they made the buy. See, that's the whole part of the process. You gotta have one, two, three, four steps. Because I've been doing this a long time. So when I say there's a system to it, because the reason I know there should be merchandise involved, because you have characters. If you have characters, that means that you have to sit down and go, what is my structure? Who's managing me? Not saying that you don't have management, because I don't even say that. I will not ever say that. I would just say it's all about structure and what you're trying to accomplish. You have a great PR firm. That's how we met. So I know you got that on lock. But when it comes to merchandise, that's that mailbox money. That's that money. They go online. They click your website. They buy that cap. They buy whatever you want them to buy. And then they get to wear it. And guess what? That's marketing your brand beyond you.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, you're speaking facts.
I'm not going to bring you on the show because, like I said, I am so, you know, in this business, I've been fortunate to meet a lot of superstars. So when I met them, they weren't superstars. They were very talented people who are superstars today. And they all were like you. They all had a vision that was tied to their gift. And they took that gift that God gave them, and they worked hard. I'm going to tell you something. I always tell people, they go, Rashawn, you've been fortunate to either build a lot of great careers or been around people who are talented who are not great. I always tell people, you cannot win a Kentucky Derby with a mule. Okay? They got to be thoroughbreds. They got to be able to run that race. And that's what you are. You are a thoroughbred. And I know from my background research on you, you're willing to do the work. So what is the big goal for you, my friend?
Honestly, and this is, and I tell people this, and it, they think it's funny, but I say that when I can no longer do all the things that I have to be attractive for, right, pretty for, whatever, and I want to be behind the scenes. You know, writing is probably one of my first loves because I used to journal a lot when I was young. And I used to write poetry as a child and, you know, as a teenager when I started, like, you know, getting into relationships and things like that. So writing is probably one of my first loves up there with acting and things. So, but I noticed that, you know, being an attractive black female, you know, they gonna want you to do all the things,
right,
you know? But when I'm no longer able to do that and I'm playing somebody's mama and I'm, you know, I'm getting up there and I just want to just produce and direct, which I'm already not directing yet, but I've already been producing and things. So,
well, you've been producing all your life. You've been writing all your life, you know. So that's what I get from these characters you've created, you know, because they came from somewhere. They came from your imagination, but you had to write things down. You had to get these beats, these rhythms, in order for they to be manufactured into consistency. Because a lot of people think that it's off the top of your head because you do it so well. But this is something that you've been working on. You've been developing over the years.
Yeah.
And I will tell you this from a person. I started out doing stand-up comedy. And I did Def Jam. I did all the comedy shows. But writing, when I started writing, my first writing assignment was on Me and the Boys with Steve Harvey. And then I did The Parenthood with Robert Townsend. And then I did All City Hall sitcom. And then I did Sister, Sister, Tia, Tamara Mowry. And then I did a Jamie Foxx show. I was co-executive producer on that show. And then I was consultant producer on The Parkers with Monique. And so that whole structure changed my life because it allowed me to the true power. You know, I don't care what anybody says, to be able to convince somebody or thousands of people, and in some cases millions of people, to come back that following week on that same time slot on that day, it was really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that's pretty amazing. And it's pretty amazing for people to come to a comedy club and you sell it out. They walk on stage and they waiting on you. That's amazing too. But you have the ability, Miss Brown, to be able to do both. And I would recommend that you don't let anybody stop you from pursuing that, because you've been dreaming about this all your life. I didn't. I God just gave me a lot of gifts, and somehow I stumbled upon being a very talented comedian, and I'm a hustler, so you give me my foot in the door, I'm going to crack that door wide open and see what's on the other side. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid, Miss Brown.
I love that.
And so my whole thing with you is that don't be afraid. And I know I'm not saying anything because you never show fear in your life. But you are special. And I got to just say that to you. You don't know it. But, you know, sometimes you get out there and you just be grinding. And there's a lot of haters out there. And they get, well, does she know how to do stand-up? They only coming in there because she got followers. Or whatever. Ain't they laughing? Ain't they laughing?
Hello?
Ain't they laughing?
They laughing.
They laughing.
They stomach.
Come on, ain't they laughing? Ain't they lining up there to buy her T-shirts? She ain't buying enough of them. That's what the problem is. That's why they going. Because they wanted to buy more, but she didn't know she was that popular. So now she know now. Because she's talking to Rashawn McDonald. Rashawn McDonald showed her the light. And show her the light. Because she's going to get a better logo. She's going to go to her website one day, and she's going to have all this rent through caps. She's going to have rent through the little tops that they do for the summer. She's going to have that rent due back there. She's going to have rent due jerseys with the number one on it. She's going to have all that stuff. That's what you're going to do, because you're a money-making conversation. Multi.
Thank you. I received that.
And you better, because I believe in you. And just tell everybody your social media. Like, not like you need more followers, because we're wrapping up this show. Tell everybody about your social media so we can get out of here.
Okay, well, you can follow me on Instagram on both pages. On my personal page is Watch Jazzy. And on Toya's page is Toya_Turnup. And both on Instagram. You can also follow me at Watch Jazzy on Twitter. It got hacked, so I got to build that one back up. But yeah, I mean, just expect to be seeing a lot more of me as I am writing and producing and starring in more things. So yeah, I'm excited for you to continue to watch Jazzy and to follow the journey that I'm on. And thank you for having me.
Oh yeah, you'll be back. You know, you can't get rid of me, Jay. You can't get rid of me, girl. You know that. You know that. Now I know you're an A. You got to come by my building and eat some food because I'm a world-class cook and an award-winning baker.
What?
Bam! You got at? You there. Got you here because you're country. You're country. If you tell a country person about some free food, they're going to be there. But again, you're so talented, Jay. And I want to appreciate you, Miss Jasmine Brown. I just shortened it for Jay because she's my girl. I got six sisters, so I just nicknamed you. JB, come on by, and we're going to have a good time again. But more importantly, thank you for coming on Money Making Conversation Masterclass, okay?
Thank you for having me.
We'll talk soon. I appreciate you. And again, I appreciate everybody who comes on my show. And also, I appreciate you guys listening to my show. We will talk soon. Again, this is Rashawn McDonald. Thank you for supporting me and supporting my brand, a Money Making Conversation Masterclass. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald is produced by 3815 Media, Inc. More information about 3815 Media, Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.